So maybe with a sense of a slow and continuous arrival into this part of the morning, this moment. This moment in the life of the body, in the life of the mind, of the heart. This moment in the life of the world, the villages, the creatures. And a kind of soft arrival like snow like the changing of light from dark into morning or day into evening. Our sense of so much in and around, our sense of that much intricacy and that much fullness, that much movement and that much stillness. And maybe as if we, some part of us could really take a wide view of the whole field of experience as a big house, many spaces. And perhaps in one of the rooms there are some people also talking, or a wide forest or natural landscape with one clearing and some people are there. And just from the wide span of feeling for the movements and the stillness, and we could see those people, maybe even hear their voices, maybe understand their language, maybe see that they are just meditating or philosophizing or making some plans. Worrying about something a little bit. And just that sense of wide. So in that room and in that clearing, those good people can just continue. as we sense also the creatures and the leaves through the wind. And maybe some of the roots of the trees. Earth and sky, sound and stillness, spaces between. And something very simple that knows all this whole wide range. In experience. Having so little to do, needing to do so little, maybe really nothing at all. As we are touched by and moved by the inner movements, the outer movements, sometimes the voices of the people. Sometimes the wave that comes, somehow we can sense from very far away and passes through us. As the earth keeps receiving whatever we give. Maybe there could be a sense of the closeness, the friendliness of movement, of sound, of air contacting the bare skin, of the fabric of our own clothes. Of the wave in our own chest. As wave upon wave of invitation to connect. Human sounds and animal sounds. The sound of our own breath or belly. the dropping of weight and the rise of breath. The way the world invites us in each time in a different way. A different letter arrives. And sensing possibly also the presence of what in us resists that call or wave or invitation. And maybe we can sense it as somewhere in the field of body or somewhere in the field of mind, emotion, all of those somehow. And if there could be space enough for a simple kind of respect that space allows, a simple kind of making room for, something known or less known, that we can still find it in us to see the, feel the wisdom and the care of the resistance, the innocence from blame. So room enough for what in our experience can really rest and hear the rich texture of life involving us in it, and hear the places that don't participate willingly. Room enough. Possibly in that wide world of movement and stillness that takes us, that involves us, that includes us. Just a soft sensing for that particular movement of breath. Maybe the way we might feel this tide of the sea at night. Without actually seeing the water. But being so close to the ocean, that pulse is felt and heard, usually, and sensed on the wind, in the nostrils. Something so great that it doesn't have to be worried about at all. As far from our responsibility as turning the earth around. And yet somewhere maybe we feel that shift and exchange of matter that happens, sand moving, parts of life being swept, pulled, or deposited generously. So maybe a sense of that throughout the body. that life wave, that life rhythm that involves us in the world, outer coming in, inner going out, on its own. So that we could stay with our eyes closed, and even a deeper closing of the eyes, and even a deeper closing of the eyes, and still that life pulse, rhythm, movement, exchange. So it could really be enough just to feel that call, the call of the rhythm, the call of the world through sound, through gravity. We could also see if bringing something of that light touch just to the hands and sensing that tide of breath through maybe even the palms of the hands, if you wish. So possibly the palms of the hands drawing the breath in through the arms to the space of the chest. Just a possible circuit within the wider tide. Possibly the feet, just on their own. Something drawing up the legs into the space of the pelvis, lower body, lower belly.